From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man who was threatening to harm himself Tuesday night is accused of breaking the front window of the Humboldt Bay Fire Station 1, located at 533 C Street in Eureka. Police say when they arrived, they found 50-year-old Ronald Key of Eureka sitting on the ground. He appeared to have an object in his hand that he was holding to his wrist. He was distraught and ignored officers' orders. He had apparently thrown an orange traffic cone through the window. After a few moments of negotiations, officers were able to approach him and place him in handcuffs and under arrest for the vandalism. Key was not injured in the incident, but he has been arrested multiple times by Eureka police for vandalism. The most recent happened on September 20th when he vandalized a parked county-owned vehicle on the 700 block of Wood Street. Humboldt County has a game plan both to help prevent and respond to wildfires. In 2002, when first drafted, it was called the Master Fire Protection Plan. It's now known as the Community Wildfire Protection Plan. And the goals include reducing human-caused wildfire ignitions, increasing community resilience and adaptation to wildfire, also increasing residents' ability to effectively prepare for and survive wildfire disasters, supporting fire protection and services for people, property, communities, and natural resources, and also restoring beneficial fire at the landscape scale. You can see the full plan at humboldtgov.org. A motorcycle crash left a man with massive injuries in McKinleyville Tuesday. At about 9:44 in the morning, 55-year-old Michael Lafferty of Massachusetts was driving a Ford Edge southbound on Central Avenue at Anna Sparks Way and was at a complete stop for the solid red traffic signal. 60-year-old David Carr of McKinleyville was on a motorcycle, and the motorcycle reportedly cut into the path of the SUV at the intersection and collided with it. As a result of the collision, Carr was ejected from the motorcycle. He came to rest on the roadway, sustaining major injuries. Well, the safety of pedestrians and bicyclists, the focus of a federal grant to the California Highway Patrol for the next year, California Pedestrian and Bicyclist Enforcement and Education Project. During the year-long statewide campaign, officers will conduct enhanced enforcement activities and also public education campaigns. The Stand for the Redwoods Festival is happening this Saturday in Orrick. It runs from noon to 5 p.m. It's free, family-friendly, a music festival taking place right next to Redwood National and State Parks. The event will celebrate the league's 100th and Redwood National Park's 50th anniversaries. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.